I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. Congressman Peter King is launching a probe into local Muslim radicalization. He's calling it a very real threat, especially since most recent cases have been American Muslims. Founder and president of the Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, isn't surprised. While few Muslims are in jihad, this is what causes radicalization. However, that can change as they read about Jesus, whom they consider a holy prophet. Masri says,
"The Quran says that God sent the Bible. So we are telling Muslims, if you consider yourself a Muslim and you consider the Word of God, the Quran, then you should follow what the Quran says, that you must read the Bible."
Next, what comes to mind when you hear the word disaster? Bas van der Zalm with Medical Teams International would say HIV/AIDS. The statistics show that AIDS has killed more people than live in the entire nation of Mozambique. The ministries worked in Mozambique and elsewhere with local churches. 30% of the population in one area had AIDS when the teams came in, but now the rate is below 6%. Their community work has been vital for evangelism, too.
You cannot just go into a community and tell people that Jesus loves them and not care about their physical needs as well.
As the church has reached out practically, many have come to the Lord. Be a part of this ministry. You can find out details at the website. And heavy flooding in the Philippines has affected nearly 2 million people. Damages are estimated at $40 million. In Samar, Compassion International Assisted Child Development Centers, as well as Compassion Assisted Children, have also been affected. Several of them have lost homes due to the flash flooding, and the brother of one of the sponsored children was killed. Compassion is meeting the physical and spiritual needs of the families and the children in these areas through church partners. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.